Martial law was imposed across Somalia today to strengthen the transnational government's power in the Horn of African nation. The Prime Minister says that remnants of the ousted Islamic Courts rebel movement have returned to some areas to try to further destabilise the country. Meanwhile, the African Union is working to assemble a peacekeeping mission despite securing only half the 8,000 troops needed. Just today, though, Burundi offered to contribute to the force following the appeal for more. Apostolic Delegate to Somalia, Bishop Giorgio Bertin, explains why many African nations are reluctant to be drawn into peacekeeping in Somalia.
Of course, then, at the level of the rest of the African countries, they know that Somalia is not an easy country to go in. That's why, by sending troops, they know that sending troops over there, they take a big risk. I still believe that is a risk to be undertaken. Any kind of war, any kind of mission carries with it risks. The sending of a certain number of troops, I believe, is a necessity which should be supported by UN, by the Western world, in particular Europe and North America. Otherwise, they will not be able really to sort it out. And we will practically oblige Ethiopia to stay longer.